I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This ballot measure not only would regulate the sale of e-cigarettes, but it would overturn a city law passed unanimously by the San Francisco Board of Supervisors in June. That law will
essentially restrict the sale of electronic cigarettes in San Francisco that have not obtained required FDA pre-market review. That ordinance is going to become operative as of January 2020.
Attorney Emily Andrews represents SF Kids versus Big Tobacco, an organization opposing the ballot measure. On Friday, the city's ballot simplification committee considered edits to the language used to describe the measure, including that it may overturn the city's current ban on the sale of flavored e-cigarettes. In the end, the commission left that language in the description, to the dismay of Nicholas Sanders, who represents the coalition backing the law, including e-cigarette maker Juul.
Whereas before, there was nothing anywhere saying that this might overturn the flavor ban. Now, all of a sudden, the ballot simplification committee has given a voice to the voters. They've shown some intent of voters to maybe overturn the flavor ban.
Legal challenges could be filed over that ballot description. At San Francisco City Hall, Melissa Kallross, KCBS.